This is the Tiger 102.75.
Rohingya Muslims are fleeing Bangladeshi refugee camps to avoid being repatriated to Myanmar later this week. Authorities plan to begin returning Rohingya refugees who have fled what the UN has described as ethnic cleansing to the Buddhist-majority country from this Thursday. But the prospect has created panic in the camps, prompting some families who are due to be among the first to be repatriated to flee. A spokesperson for one of the refugee camps says the authorities repeatedly tried to motivate the ones on the returning refugee list to go back, but instead they felt intimidated and fled to other camps. More than 720,000 Rohingya Muslims fled Myanmar's western Rakhine state in a military crackdown from August last year, bringing with them stories of murder, rape and torture. The Thai Justice Ministry has kicked off public hearings on the proposed Life Partnership Bill that's scheduled to be submitted to the Cabinet this month. The Life Partnership Bill has no less than 70 sections, but the elaborate legislation excludes some basic rights for same-sex couples. The Rights and Liberties Department under the Justice Ministry is holding hearings in five areas, Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Hat Yai, Konkan and Ayutthaya, to hear public opinion on the bill beginning yesterday until November the 16th. The Life Partnership Bill would guarantee same-sex couples the right to inherit the spouse's property and assets and the right to co-manage family property and liabilities. They cannot, however, arrange legally the funeral for their spouses, make emergency medical decisions, adopt children, or receive spousal welfare benefits. Whilst allowing same-sex couples to marry, LGBT rights activists say the bill is discriminatory. It's not just the rights of people that are lost, but also their pride, they say. There's a lot more detail and a full story about that at thetiger.com. And tourists in Krabi have found construction rubbish being dumped 4 metres from one of the main beaches. Two big piles of rubbish had been dumped close to the Hat Ban Lampong. The village headman's been trying to identify the rubbish dumpers. They found cement bags and blocks in amongst the piles. The headman's worried that many tourists are travelling around the area and there are many five-star hotels and the rubbish is unsightly. They say they're checking through the rubbish, trying to identify the owners and get them to face legal action. The Thai Public Health Ministry has made official announcements about the new smoking ban. Firstly, the fine will be 5,000 baht. Secondly, the enforcement will start from February the 3rd next year. The next part of the announcement talks about the design and size of no smoking signs. That's already been enforced from November the 6th. The third announcement talks about permissible wording that can be used on cigarette packets, which will be enforced from May the 4th next year. All these announcements are based on the current laws but have been brought up to date and adapted. The most notable change that there will be a 5-metre perimeter exclusion zone from the entrances or exits of all public buildings. Amnesty International has stripped Aung San Suu Kyi of its highest honour over the de facto Myanmar leader's indifference to the atrocities committed by the country's military against Rohingya Muslims. The London-based human rights organisation says it was revoking the Ambassador of Conscience Award it gave to Suu Kyi in 2009 while she was still under house arrest. They said in a statement today, "We're profoundly dismayed that you no longer represent a symbol of hope, courage, and the underlying defence of human rights." They went on saying, "Amnesty International cannot justify your continued status as a recipient of the Ambassador of Conscience Award, and so it's with great sadness we hereby withdraw it from you." The group informed Suu Kyi of the decision on Sunday. So far, she's issued no public response. And the recovery of the Phoenix just seems to drag on and on. Singapore and Thai divers are expecting unfriendly cooperation from nature as they're kicking off another attempt to lift the Phoenix off the south coast of Phuket. Marine police diver says we've encountered strong undercurrents. Rough seas were also on the surface yesterday. The Phoenix has been 45 metres underwater since July the 5th when it capsized, causing the drowning of 47 Chinese tourists. Police divers say they expect difficulties lying ahead, but are still confident that the experience of the Singapore team would help them overcome the obstacles.